Welcome back to our special year-in-review edition of Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for an extended look at a very volatile year in the U.S. economy. 2008 will certainly not be remembered as a very good year for the U.S. fiscal health. And with me now to talk about how we got to where we are at year's end is Bill Beach, Director of the Center for Data Analysis at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington. And Bill, it's always good to have you with us. Happy New Year.
Greg, it's great to be with you, and Happy New Year to you as well. And I hope it is a Happy New Year.
Bill, we knew that the economy was struggling in the beginning of 2008, and pretty much right out of the gate, President Bush and the Democratic leaders in Congress put together an economic stimulus package, just a little bit less than $200 billion. In the end, at least after several months of analysis, what impact did that have, if anything?
Well, we think that the most impact that it had was to raise the spending of households and some businesses during about a 2 to 3 month period in the middle of 2008. You know, those checks began to roll out. These are the rebate checks that everybody probably should have gotten if they paid taxes in 2007. They began to roll out in April, May. Households began to really kind of spend a little bit more money in May and June. There was also a provision in the bill that allowed businesses to basically buy their equipment now as opposed to in the future and to get very favorable tax treatment for that purchase, and that helped also. But I must tell you that the that stimulus plan just had a momentary bump up, and it was as though the economy had never really realized. In fact, the matter is, it's sort of like the way you feel when you run over one of those speed bumps. You know, it's noticeable, but pretty quickly you're past it, and that's exactly what the economy did on this. So basically didn't reverse the downward trend.
Bill, later in the year, of course, we saw the domino effect of how the credit crisis, the mortgage crisis hit some of the most storied names in financial America. Were there any indications prior to the dire situation at Bear Stearns, which was really the first major firm to need government assistance, that something like this was going to happen?
Well, you know, that people on Main Street may not have seen the buildup of this, the sort of the coiling of the springs, but people inside the financial industry really began to be concerned in 2006, the early part of that. In fact, at the end of 2005, when we had such a robust real estate market in the United States, it felt like a boom. It felt like a bubble. It felt like fantasy land, and now we know it was. So there were many people, you know, on Wall Street and elsewhere who began to take caution, beginning to put their investments into what we call cash. But there was just a huge amount of denial going on throughout the country, which, you know, we may be a little bit overextended here, but good times are going to continue to roll on. The Bear Stearns was the wake-up call, but I must tell you that now, in retrospect, the people that I've spoken with over the past year, a lot of folks had very serious doubts about the length of time that this boom could continue. My problem with this, and I think it should be everybody's concern, is how little prepared the big financial houses actually were, and how little they knew about the assets, investments that they held. You know, so many people now go back and say, you know, we didn't know that there were all these toxic assets in our portfolios. If you were at Lehman Brothers, which no longer exists, holding hundreds of billions of dollars worth of non-performing assets, and then claiming during the period when they were under so much stress, well, we just didn't know they weren't performing. That raises major questions about the ability of financial managers to run their businesses, the ability of rating agencies like Standard & Poor's and Moody's to operate as a private sector regulation force. A lot of questions we haven't answered yet, but now we are beginning to basically frame those questions. To get back to where you started, there was a sense that we were in serious trouble, and there were people who should have taken their kind of duties more seriously and announced it to the general public. But again, denial was everywhere. Everybody expected this thing to get through the rough waters and continue to boom out into 2009 and 2010.
Bill, obviously, hindsight is beneficial in every area of life, fiscally speaking as well. As you look at the fact that the government stepped in to keep Bear Stearns afloat, ultimately did not step in to help Lehman Brothers, as you mentioned, it no longer exists, but later it did come in again to help Fannie and Freddie, and ultimately the $700 billion bailout. Going back to the early part of that string, did the government put itself in a position where it pretty much had to keep coming in and bailing out, or would there have been a smarter path to take policy-wise once this domino effect started?
In retrospect, there are many folks here in Washington and I think on Wall Street who now would have said, let Bear Stearns go into bankruptcy so that the bankruptcy court could have supervised an unwinding of that company and could have advertised or informed all of Wall Street and the rest of us of what kinds of problems Bear Stearns confronted in going into this downward spiral. What was wrong with their portfolio? What was wrong with their investments? You know, that information would have been really important to the management of Lehman and Goldman Sachs and Bank of America and Wachovia, because it would have alerted them. Well, you may have these problems in your portfolios as well. Take caution now. Do something now to protect yourselves. Well, when Bear Stearns was basically taken into a, I'll use this term carefully, secret takeover, none of those important data points became public. And as a consequence, the other firms that were out there with the same problems really didn't know how bad they actually were. I think that was a fundamental error, and it was made by our Secretary of the Treasury, and it has, I think, been manifestly consequential for both Wall Street and for the general economy. I don't think we could have avoided the real problems that we had in the financial sector, because they've been building since the early 1990s, as people have leveraged themselves way beyond their ability to sustain that debt. But even so, I think the depths that we're now into, the problems that people are having in the general economy could have been lessened had Wall Street known earlier the severity of the difficulties that they were facing.
We're talking with Bill Beach of the Heritage Foundation. We'll take a quick break, talk more about the $700 billion bailout package and what the economy might look like here in 2009. We'll be right back. This is Dateline Washington.